Picture this, a room full of diplomats in New York, each one representing a country with its own grievances, its own ambitions, its own sense of how the world should be run, and they're all being asked to agree on one person to lead the most complex multilateral organization on the planet. That's the United Nations Secretary General race, and it is moving fast. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intelligix's Friday briefing for August 21st, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We are spending today's episode deep inside the machinery of global governance, specifically, who gets to run the UN after Antonio Guterres steps down on December 31st. The race has a clear frontrunner in Costa Rica's Rebecca Grinspan, a fascinating second act from Guyana's Carolyn Rodriguez Burkett, and an IEA chief who's making a serious dark horse push. We'll walk through what the straw poll numbers actually tell us, why Africa has suddenly become the most courted constituency in this race, and what this competition reveals about the deeper tensions inside the Security Council.
We're also going to spend time on the Security Council's day-long debate on reform, because that conversation is happening simultaneously with this election, and the two are more connected than most coverage suggests. France and Mexico's 2015 push to voluntarily suspend the veto in mass atrocity situations now has 121 countries behind it. We'll examine what that means structurally and why the permanent five are nervous.
And we'll get into the markets too. The dollar is wobbling heading into Friday's close, and S&P futures are sitting at 7,687, five, up about a third of a percent overnight. The question is whether that modest green is a sign of genuine stability or just thin pre-weekend trading. Marcus will have the full context on that.
We've also built in a curriculum corner today on how antitrust law actually works, what the Sherman Act says, what monopoly legally means, and why having a large market share isn't automatically a violation. It'll come up naturally in the business segment, and I think it'll reframe how you read a lot of the tech competition headlines you see week to week.
Plus our What If We're Wrong segment, where we take the claim in this race that everyone seems most confident about, that Grinspan has this locked up, and genuinely stress test it. And we've got a time capsule moment in the closing that involves a geography lesson we probably should have done before recording.
Let's get into it, the race for the world's most complicated job starting now.